Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ava,
Yuchen,
and Asha
with your 8 a.m. deadlines. In local news, Tropical Cyclone Narelle has made landfall as a Category 4 cyclone at 6:40 a.m. this morning on the Cape York Peninsula. The cyclone has been labelled one of the most powerful storms to ever hit Queensland, with wind gusts reaching 270 kilometres. Locals are being warned to take shelter, and warnings are being issued for multiple areas across Australia regarding heavy rainfall from the cyclone.
In other local news, the Queensland government, after a federal judge brought before them to court to defend themselves, reversed a policy to contest all native titles. In February, the Queensland Natural Resources Minister, Dale Last, ordered that all native title claims should be contested. The instruction revealed in an affidavit made by the Acting Director General of the Department of Natural Resources and Mines, Manufacturing and Rural and Regional Development, Amy Rosanowski. Typically, native title land claims are consented by both parties, the traditional landowner group claiming the land right and the state government, before being signed off by the federal court in a consent determination hearing. Few claims are litigated in contested court hearing, which is expensive and complex for the applicant. Rosanowski stated that I instructed Native Titled and Indigenous Land Services officers to cease reviewing connection materials for the purpose of reaching consent determinations in this processing in relation to the area. Dan O'Gorman, representing the claimant, said that the client was relieved to learn that apparently now nothing has changed.
In national news, rare Rimer apples that were once thought to be extinct have been found on New South Wales' Southern Tablelands farm owned by Rudy Stachel. The Rimer is an English cooking apple characterized by its large size, smooth skin, and yellowish flesh. Braidwood cider maker Gary Sully discovered them and corresponded with a UK-based charity called the Marcher Apple Network to verify the identity of the apples. According to Dr. Rice, a member of the charity, the Rimer apple variety was thought to be dead out prior to 1995. Mr. Sally has supplied apple samples to the charity, while Mr. Stachel gathered historical evidence of how the trees settled in his farm. As the variety is being discovered, Australia has become the fourth country with the live Rimer trees, besides UK, India, and USA.
More in national news, on the 1st of July, the Fair Work Commission's agreement on minimum wages provided towards Uber and DoorDash drivers will come into effect. However, there are great concerns at the moment from gig workers for the months leading up to the improvement, with the fuel costs impacting their livelihoods, making them take on longer shifts, skip breaks, and take risks on the road. Uber and DoorDash drivers state that they are, quote, monitoring the situation, whilst reviewing and working through supportive options for their workers, alongside the Shiba and Didi offer a guaranteed $1 per trip and 5 cents per kilometre surcharge.
In international news, Punch, the famed baby monkey from Japan's Ichikawa Zoo, has reportedly found his perfect pair after months of isolation. Born in July 2025, Punch was rejected by his mother at birth and was hand-raised by zoo caretakers with the help of a motherly substitute IKEA stuffed toy monkey. The orphaned monkey has grown to social media stardom after clips of him being rejected by other monkeys in his enclosure and seeking comfort from his stuffed toy went viral online. The zoo has issued a statement that said Punch has found companionship in Momo-chan, a 5-year-old female monkey that the internet has noted shares a striking resemblance to his stuffed toy.
For your weather today, Brisbane is experiencing showers. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is 12 and the UV index is predicted to reach 10.2, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.